It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Last week, travel contributor Elaine LaBaume suggested coastal destinations that are perfect for a nice, cozy getaway, cuddling up with that special someone. This week, we venture to inland getaway spots that are still perfect for that kind of thing and maybe relaxing with a hot toddy, except that we're going to really fan out across the United States. Elaine LaBaume is a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Nice to have you back with us, Elaine.
It's great to be here.
All right, New Girl. The name of the game again this week is getting away with that special someone. I'm assuming this means, like, you don't bring the kids.
No kids,
no pets.
This time. Nope.
You just go off, the two of you, to mountains and valleys. I'm assuming there's some roaring fires in here, maybe some skiing. And are we going close by or far from home?
Well, yeah, the neat thing about this is you've got options. You can do this a lot of different ways. I think what the most important consideration should be, though, is that you want to try to relax. You can get active if you want at these various destinations. You can ski, you can hike. There's some art and culture and whatnot. And they've all got great food, nice cost-sitting accommodations. But what you want to do is unwind a little bit. You know, summer travel is generally very energetic. The fall, the winter are coming down, shorter days. You just cocoon a little bit and just take it easy and be good to yourself, because things are going to ramp up again around Thanksgiving, Christmas, and everybody's going to be going nuts and the family's coming and this and that. So you've got this little window of opportunity now, probably a good solid month in the fall, where you can just take a nice little getaway and just, you know, relax, kick back and enjoy. Check in with yourself and that special someone.
Sure, sure. But now, of course, now today is November 14th, so Thanksgiving is 2 weeks from today. So the window's closing here.
Pretty quickly.
But you're thinking this is a good way to kind of...
This is a good time to kind of get your energy for the year-end holidays. And then something to keep in mind, too, is that a lot of these destinations are also good January and February. That's one of the best times of the year to travel. Things are very, very quiet. You get good deals. And, you know, you probably need to decompress from the whole kind of, you know, holiday, you know, kerfuffle, super, you know, energy and family. And that could be, you know, it could be fun but stressful in and of itself. So I'd say, you know, kind of early mid-fall or think about it for, you know, January, February into early March.
All right. I'm going to work your Fab Five list from east to west. And first up is the Breton Arms Inn at the base of Mount Washington in northern New Hampshire.
Yeah, you know, this is just a great spot. We were there about a year ago, actually in the late summer, but I think it would be terrific this time of year. It's part of the sprawling Mount Washington Resort. This is just a small little inn on the property. It's got 34 rooms. They did this massive renovation about a year and a half ago. It's this absolute jewel box of a place. Just, you know, wonderful finishes. You know, as you can imagine, what appeals to me, it has this terrific little dining room for breakfast and dinner. And I just had one of the best breakfasts of my life there. The service, the food. But, you know, you've got the roaring fire everywhere you look, just big cozy couches. You can certainly, you know, dig into a great book. But if you want to do a little bit more, being on a really large property, you can do tennis. You know, they've got several pools. You can actually do cross country or downhill skiing at Mount Washington, which is a great place to ski. You can do that romantic little sleigh ride. You know, so there's a lot of things you can do. And before we get too far along, I should mention that while, you know, the ideas I have for our audience today are all really good for you and that special someone, as it were, these are places that I would also go to on my own or, you know, with the girls, with the guys, or just great places to just kind of relax and kick back. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, as a couple. There's a lot of different ways to do this kind of, you know, take care of yourself trip.
Yeah, you're just saying that to make me feel better.
I am not, Paul.
Paul, you loser.
No, you know, hey, I'm married with children, as you know, but you know, I absolutely still love traveling solo, and I do that sometimes, and it's great. My husband's probably listening and saying, well, what's wrong with me? But you know what? He knows better than anybody how much I like traveling alone.
Sure he does. Now, the homestead in Hot Springs, Virginia sounds vaguely Little House on the Prairie-ish, but I'm gathering it's anything but.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm talking here, so it probably isn't quite that. It's more of like an 18th century brick castle, actually. It's this wonderful property, sort of perched on a hill, but in a valley, as it were, in northern Virginia. It has this amazing great hall where you can have tea in the afternoon. you know, little tables, and again, these really plump couches, and you can just sit there, you know, with your book or, you know, not that the woman who was on previously would want to hear this, but you can also sit there with your laptop and geek out for a little bit.
In small doses,
it's okay. That's great. And then you can go outside. There's sprawling grounds at this property. They just put in a new Canyon Ranch spa. You can ski there. Huge rooms with fireplaces in them. And lots of quiet spots all over this property to just kind of, you know, just be cozy. Again, with that special someone or by yourself. It's a great getaway. It's one of the more relaxing places I've ever been to. I believe I was there in the spring, but I could see that it's lovely for fall and winter as well.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBaume, and the Inn and Spa at Loreto in Santa Fe, New Mexico, which is really, it's a fun place to go to do just about anything. But
yep.
You're saying that you consider this, or some consider this, a religious experience.
You know, in a couple of different ways. It actually is on the grounds of the Loreto Chapel. This is the place that has the miraculous staircase in 360-degree turns and no visible support. So a lot of people go to visit the chapel. But then about 30, 40 years ago, they put this inn on the property, which is, you know, very luxe. It's kind of this great counterpoint to it, you know, very adobe styling, Kiva fireplaces, you know, candles everywhere. And it's yet a block from the main plaza in Santa Fe. So, excuse me, you can go to all those, you know, iconic attractions, the galleries and, you know, whatnot that one would want to do in Santa Fe. Terrific, you know, Mexican Tex-Mexy food. Actually, this particular property has this outdoor dining patio out back, so you can sit under trees and twinkling lights and, you know, wonderful service and whatnot. But here's one where you can actually have a great little getaway for yourself. But if you do want to do that art culture thing, you can do that. And less than an hour away, there's skiing as well. So you've got lots of options in the fall and winter.
Nice. Now, this may be the only time of year that one can get into the El Tovar Hotel on the southern rim of the Grand Canyon.
And let me tell you, I'm speaking from experience here because I tried for years to get into the El Tovar property and scored it about 6 years ago. We were actually there. Very tough reservation to get this. You know, it's one of the better national park lodges, very old cowboy-style architecture, the trophies and everything. My favorite memory of it is that we sat out on the back patio of this hotel property and watched this amazing thunderstorm over the Grand Canyon. And I mean, literally, you're steps away from the southern rim of the Grand Canyon, so you can almost roll out of bed and just go take a hike in and around the canyon. So I would definitely, fall and winter is the easiest time to get into this property. Go online, see if you can get a reservation. If you do, by all means, get out there, do it.
All right. Last but not least, Yosemite National Park. Said to be stunning under a blanket of snow in late fall or winter. What about it?
Well, let me tell you, I have been to Yosemite, which is, 3 hours east of San Francisco, in every season. And winter is one of the most special times of year to be there. You want to stay at the Ahwahnee Hotel, which is considered by most to be the most iconic national park lodge. Another really difficult reservation to get. But if you can get it in the winter, great time to be there. They do three different things in the winter. They have something called Vintner's Holidays, which are sessions with, you know, folks from different wineries in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You can talk about wine. Chef Holidays, they bring in chefs from around the country to do special dinners. And then there's the Bracebridge Dinner. It's basically this, Renaissance-era pageant, 4 hours of music and spectacle, seven-course dinner. Another incredibly difficult ticket to get. I scored one of those about 10, 12 years ago, and I still remember it clearly. So, you know, they've got stuff going on there in the winter because, you know, not everybody wants to go to Yosemite in the winter. But, yeah, I bet you could still hike the Vernal and Nevada Fall Trail this time of year, one of the few that you would do, but they'd be marvelous.
Sounds fun. Elaine LaBaume with more great travel tips. She's contributing editor for the Easy and Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, an interview with former CIA and NSA chief General Michael Hayden, a Pittsburgh native, and former Secretary of Labor Robert Reich on his new film, Inequality for All. That's tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening today. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.